Imam Ahmad Rida,
guiding souls with wisdom's grace, guiding souls with wisdom's grace. A grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Life of the Grand Reviver As you know in this program of ours inshallah will be briefly covering aspects of the life of the great Imam, the Mujaddid of the Ummah, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. We'll be touching on various aspects of his life, how he contributed to the revival of Islam in his time. And in this particular episode, we'll be touching upon the life of his honorable father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi inshallah. The ulama say, Al-waladu sirrun li abihi, that a child is the secret, the raz of his father. And in explaining this, Allama Abdul Aziz Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayhi says that a child takes from the akhlaq of his father. He acts upon his way and he adopts his adat, his habits as well. Now when we look at the life of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, the haqiqi sabab in behind Ala Hazrat accomplishing and achieving so much and becoming this grand figure in Islam was due to his blessed father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Meaning if there was no father, if there was no Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, then we wouldn't have been blessed with Mawlana Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali rahmatu rahman, meaning Ala Hazrat. Who made Ala Hazrat into Ala Hazrat? His father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Now, when we study the lives of these two great personalities, you will see many, many beautiful attributes in the life of Ala Hazrat, which were derived from his noble father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan. Now, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi alayhi, was a great scholar of Islam, eminent scholar of Islam. He authored many books that we still benefit from today, alhamdulillah. And he, meaning Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, learned the Islamic sciences from his own father, Mawlana Raza Ali Khan, rahmatullahi alayh, whose biography we touched upon in the first episode. So Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan studied Dars-e-Nizami from his father. And he read all the books from his father. And thereafter he graduated, became a fully fledged scholar himself. And where his father, Mawlana Raza Ali Khan, rahmatullahi alayh, taught him ilm-e-deen, he also taught him beautiful manners. He transferred those manners into his son, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi as well. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, describing his father, says that in life you have two aspects, two main things that preoccupy you. Number one is ma'ash, livelihood. And number two, ma'ad, meaning working towards the hereafter. So two things. You have the dunyawi aspect where you need to earn a livelihood, you need to make ends meet, you need to put food on the table, as they say, you need to provide for your family. And then at the same time, you need to be working towards the akhirah, building your akhirah, investing in your akhirah, so that you can achieve maximum reward. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, describing his father, he says that very rarely do you find a person who is able to beautifully gather both aspects. When he's able to work on both aspects simultaneously in such a way that his dunya is not affected because of his preoccupation in working towards the hereafter, and his akhirah is not affected because of his over-occupation or over-engagement in dunyavi tasks. So very rarely do you see a person who is able to gather both of these so beautifully. But Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma says this kamal ijtima', this perfect combination, working for the dunya and working for the akhirah, this was seen to a grand level, to a supreme level in his father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Allahu Akbar. Meaning the balance that he had, the approach that he had, meant that he was able to live his dunyavi life with ease, and at the same time, he did much for his akhirah. Meaning he worked towards his akhirah and to excel in the hereafter as well. Regarding his father's beautiful habits and attributes, he says that my father would give sadaqah in a concealed way, secretly. People would be unaware of this act of his, meaning who did he give sadaqah to, how much did he give? People did not know. And he did this just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This amal was between him and his creator, Allah azza wa jal. He gave it with the intention of thawab, gaining thawab reward from the court of Allah azza wa jal. Because of his sincere amal, Allah ta'ala blessed him with foresight, firasa, intuition. And what this means is when a person sincerely worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he does everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is obedient to Allah azza wa jal, refrains from the prohibitions, muharramat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him such a nur, a light, by means of which he is able to know the outcome of things. He is able to plan appropriately. Subhanallah. The hadith states, beware of the foresight of a believer. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ For indeed he sees with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he describes his father's firasa. He says that whatever matter he delved into, or whatever outcome he came with, meaning when he was deciding upon the outcome of a matter, that matter would occur in accordance to the outcome that he had extracted. That this is how it's going to go. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is a special blessing that Allah gives to those who are from the Salihin. So Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi, this exceptional figure, he was the one who provided training, instruction, tarbiyah to Ala Hazrat Alihi Rahman. We know where that took the great Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alihi Rahman, subhanAllah, to great heights. Ala Hazrat was blessed with Ishq-i Rasul. That was from his father. He gained blessings from his father. The father of Ala Hazrat had immense levels of piety, taqwa. And both of these two aspects, Ishq-i Rasul and Khawf-i Khuda, they are found to great levels in Ala Hazrat. Where did he gain these from? From his noble father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ali. And there were many, many other beautiful attributes. Humility, humbleness, scholarly erudition, subhanAllah. When you look at the life of Ala Hazrat, the tahqiq that he performed, the depths that he went to derive the correct answer, this was from the blessings of his father. He gained from that ocean. When you look at the Ishq-i Rasul of Ala Hazrat, subhanAllah, even others who oppose Ala Hazrat, they cannot deny the fact that he was an Ashiq-i Rasul. They accept that. They do taslim. And again, this was the blessing of his father. His father was a great Ashiq-i Rasul. If you speak about the Ishq-i Rasul, the love, devotion of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam found in the heart of Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, how much love he had for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you can gain an understanding from that by reading what Ala Hazrat has written regarding the halat, the biography of his father, in two books in particular, Fadail al-Dua and another book, Al-Jawahir al-Bayan. In the beginning of these works, Ala Hazrat describes his father. And he says that my father had deep love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perfect love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. On one occasion, he fell ill, because of which he suffered physical weakness. Great physical weakness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam blessed him in a dream, and he came to him in a dream, allowed him to see him in a dream, and granted him treatment, cure for his illness in a bowl. And as soon as my father drank that in the dream, in the vision, subhanallah, my father was cured. Meaning this was the ta'alluq, the connection he had with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Likewise, when Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi went for Hajj the first time, he became really ill. This was even before he left. The people said to him, Huzur, delay your Hajj till next year. that right now you're suffering from a great illness. What did he say in reply? Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, I'm going to place my foot outside my home with the intention of going to visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this, it doesn't matter whatever happens, whether death comes to me or what, or something else. My intention is to visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm leaving my home for this purpose, and I hope and I pray that I reach his blessed city. And it happened, as he mentioned, mashallah, he was blessed with this visit towards Al-Madinatul Munawwara. And when he reached there, again, look at the ta'alluq with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was granted shifa. He gained shifa from the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there where he met the ulama, the great ulama of the time, how they appreciated him, how they praised him, subhanAllah, we'll discuss this in a separate episode. But this was just a glimpse of his love for the Prophet alayhi salam, love for the city of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with Allah Hazrat definitely benefited from. In one book of his, the father of Allah Hazrat, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, he provides the tafsir, the commentary of Surah Alam Nashrah. The book is called Al-Kalamul Awdah fi Tafsiri Surati Alam Nashrah. And 8 ayat of Surah Alam Nashrah, the father of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma wrote 500 pages in his commentary. 500 pages. Imagine the depth of his knowledge. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This shows us, highlights how great a scholar he was. How much in-depth knowledge he possessed. The scholarly level, the research level, the skills that he had, subhanAllah. Now, where there are so many beautiful aspects of this book, so many great aspects, one of them is that when he began writing the tafsir, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi started with the titles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And normally when we hear the titles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we hear Rahmatul Alameen, Shafi'ul Muznibin, Sayyidul Arabi wal Ajab, Sayyidu Waladi Adam. These are general titles that we hear all the time. But Allah Hazrat's father, subhanAllah, he wrote 517 titles of our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Meaning he mentioned the exclusive attributes of the Prophet ﷺ in the form of Al-Qabat, the qualities, the greatness that Allah has bestowed upon the Prophet ﷺ in the form of these Al-Qabat, these titles. How many of them? 517. Allahu Akbar. And this was clearly his ishqi Rasul, his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that led him to do such a thing, to write 517 titles. Now let us hear about the scholarly rank of Maulana Naqi Ali Khan from the mouth of his son, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma says that in my opinion, there are only two scholars in Hindustan, in India, who are able to pick out a mistake that the Imam makes in recitation, which would lead to the meaning becoming distorted. What this means is when the Imam is reading, on the spot, if the Imam makes a mistake, one thing is picking out that mistake, that he's read the word wrong, or he's read another word, or he's missed out a word. One is this, and during Tarawih, this is what the Sami' does. He picks out the mistakes. The second thing, what Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma is saying, knowing the mistake has taken place, but at the same time, also having knowledge of whether that mistake has led to the meaning becoming distorted. Because we know when the meaning becomes distorted, then that affects the prayer as well. So, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma says, in the whole of Hindustan, in my opinion, there are two scholars only who can do such a thing, right on the spot. He says, firstly, my honorable father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, can do this. And secondly, Tajul Fuhul Allama Abdul Qadir Badayuni rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Now think about this for a moment. Allah Hazrat met so many scholars in his time. They came to meet him. Great, great scholars. Muhakkikin scholars, Muhaddithin, Mufassirin. You know, big, big scholars. But Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma is saying, in my opinion, only two scholars out of all of those that I know, can do such a thing that on the spot they can tell you that the meaning has changed because of this mistake of the Imam. Allahu Akbar. Look at the Zahana, look at the intelligence of the father of Ala Hazrat Alihi Rahmatul Rahman. And Ala Hazrat, so many occasions he's mentioned how his father played a great role in him becoming who he became. So for example, in terms of iftar, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma says, in the initial stages, I would write an answer. And Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma says, when I began writing fatawa, I recall working on a mas'ala where there were 8 different parts to the answer. And I would write the first part, and then I would give dalail, then the second, then the third, then the fourth, in a similar manner. I took that fatwa to my father to have it checked, to have it endorsed. And my father, rahmatullahi alayhi, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, looked at it, said 2 words, that there's a mistake in this passage, there's a mistake in this particular part of the fatwa, and all of a sudden, all of that effort that I had made, we did not benefit from that because the answer was wrong. So this is how Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma's father would rectify him and hone his skills, remove any mistakes, until there came a stage where Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali would write fatawa and his father wouldn't even check it. He would say, you're at the stage where I don't even need to check it. But the ibtida stage, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma says, my father would pull me up on certain mistakes. And this is the way to do it. And this is the work of a grand mufti. And Ala Hazrat's father was exactly that. So this was the ilmi maqam of Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ali. Let's look at his books now. We touched upon Al-Kalamul Awdah fi Surati Alam Nashrah. That 8 verses of Surah Alam Nashrah, he provided the commentary in 500 pages. And another book of Ala Hazrat's father was Jawahirul Bayan fi Asraril Arkan. This was a book about the pillars of Islam and the ibadat, salah, zakat, hajj, sawm. Remember, as a Muslim, we believe in these pillars of Islam. And we know that Allah has commanded us and ordered us to perform these ibadah. And we do it for the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded it. But in this book, Ala Hazrat's father has said that there are many mystical, there are many spiritual benefits of these ibadah. What are the secrets behind these ibadah? And in this book, Jawahirul Bayan fi Asraril Arkan, he has mentioned those secrets of each of these types of worship. And this gives more motivation to a believer when he reads them. He gains steadfastness as well, subhanAllah. This was another beautiful book of his. So he mentions, for example, the benefits of ruku', the secrets of ruku', the secrets of sajda, giving zakah, going on performing hajj, fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi has a book, Ahsanul Wi'a'i li Adab al-Du'a. And this is a book all about, subhanAllah, the topic of dua. Why dua is important to make. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes those who don't perform dua. What are the manners of dua? Which occasions are more beneficial in this regard? Your duas will be readily accepted if you perform dua on those occasions. Or those places, maqamat, on those days, in those times. Allah's father, subhanAllah, compiled this beautiful book, Ahsanul Wi'a. What are the causes of your dua being rejected in terms of the obstacles when a person eats haram, when a person breaks off ties with relatives? All of these things have been discussed. There's chapters, numerous chapters. And Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma's father compiled this book so beautifully and also answered many objections that if everything is destined already, why make dua? So this is a must read for anyone who wants to gain a greater understanding on this. And Ala Hazrat himself has written a hashiya, marginal notes on this particular book of his father, Ahsanul Wi'a li Adabid Du'a. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, his hashiya is also worthy of reading. He gives beautiful points. He adds things to the book as well. And Dawud Islami has published this book, Fadailu Du'a. So it can be purchased from Maktabatul Madina. It can also be read online. It's a must read. So briefly, we heard about Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, his ilmi maqam, his mannerisms, subhanAllah, how he instructed Ala Hazrat, performed tarbiyah of Ala Hazrat, made him into this grand mufti, gifted the ummah with Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma as we had read at the beginning, that al-waladu sirrun li abihi, the child is a secret of his father. And Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma benefited greatly from his father, inherited so many beautiful, noble qualities as well. And we know that the father of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma was also a great saint of Allah, manifested many saintly miracles as well. He was a great lover of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The biggest dalil for that is that his son Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma was known as Ashiqi Rasul. I think he took that from his father. And we heard how he wrote 517 Al-Qabat, titles for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his book Al-Kalamul Awdah Fi Surati Alam Nashrah. Again, highlighting the immense love he had for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi tackled the fitna of his time. Those people who spoke out against Islam, who rejected teachings of Islam, who innovated wrong teachings into Islam, Allah's father, mashallah, he answered them beautifully as well. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala grants us the barakat, the blessings of the father of Allah, Hazrat Ali Rahma, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi alayhi, and also the blessings of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahma, and may he keep us amongst such awliya, such sulaha, ulama, on the day of judgment as well. Ameen, bijahi khatamin nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Imam Ahmad Rida, guiding souls with wisdom's grace, guiding souls with wisdom's grace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace.